This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are no others, except no substitutes. We are here, we being Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are here to go through the top stories, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. The folks who listen to the stations, talk to the program people, talk to the hosts on the Heavy 100 list to find out what's going on. So the stories and the people are our focus, and Michael is here to go through those lists, and then we'll talk about the things that are connected to the list in long and short. Right? That's the long and short.
Is that the way we do it? Is that how it's done?
Well, listen, we can... Maybe we'll try something different this week, like sing Christmas carols. Maybe we can do that.
That's always
fun. That's the next week.
That's fun. We can start early because I have a large batch of eggnog here for all of us.
Have you?
As we
there's a new kind of an eggnog that's an eggnog that doesn't have eggs in it. That's new this year.
Eggnog. Does eggnog have eggs in it?
Apparently, yes, it does.
And what does nog mean? You know, what is a nog? An egg nog?
It's part of your head, right? We have a noggin. It's part of, I'm not sure which part of your head.
So we're all a bunch of eggheads. That's what it is.
There you go.
Rather sloppy opening. let's do the survey.
Let's
here.
Go for it.
At number 10, we on the story survey, we have the COP28 summit, which is about
the climate.
Weather.
The
climate,
yeah.
A lot of people may think it's a police summit. You know, the cops from all over the world get together.
Cops are there.
I'm in the tail end of COVID. I don't normally talk about my health on the air, but...
How are you feeling?
I feel relieved that I'm much better than I was at the beginning of the week. I'm in the tail end of it, but it leaves you a bit weary, you know. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, the Texas abortion battle. At number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, Trump's legal battles. At number 5, Hunter Biden versus the House Oversight Committee. At number 4, the Biden impeachment inquiry. Listen to this. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race. At number 2, we get into the real meat of today's issues. We have the spread of anti-Semitism, which is being talked about, tied with the college dean's blowback. Boy, many of the problems in our university system and the attitudes therein came to the fore with those three college presidents.
Well, also the controversy at Harvard about how it was that woman survived, who was just as much up to her Mickey as the woman in Pennsylvania, but she survived for a reason that has nothing to do with education. Anyway, that's a whole different story that the locals are dealing with here in our neck of the woods.
Yeah. And number 1 is the Israel-Hamas war. On the People Survey, we have Kate Cox at number 10. Which is the Texas story. And number 9, Mike Johnson. Number 8, Vladimir Zelensky. Jack Smith is at 7. The deranged Jack Smith. Sorry, that's just the...
Sir Trump
Hunter
says.
Biden. Hunter, yeah, right. And number 6, the evil Hunter Biden.
He's deranged, too. Yes.
Yeah. At number 5, the impotent GOP candidates. At number 4, the larger-than-life Donald Trump. At number 4, the larger-than-life Donald Trump.
Deranged.
At number 3, Liz Magill and Claudine Gay, the two of the aforementioned heavyweights of academia. Benjamin Netanyahu at number 2 and Joe Biden at number 1. And another week here in paradise.
Yep. So McGill got fired, although she was offered the opportunity to resign, and she did, whereas Claudine Gay was protected by the Board of Trustees, and most people figure that people, one of the things that got folks stirred up at Harvard, and actually some of the people in the Boston area who didn't even, they didn't know, I mean, who pays attention to who the president is of a university? And then people start digging and find out that this woman got the job in a way that seems circuitous to the reality of how university presidents are picked, and the fact that she has stayed not above the fray, but she doesn't seem competent. She just is there, and then you can draw your own conclusions as to why she has stayed or maintained her position. That's some substance of a real serious problem right now in our country, along with a whole bunch of other serious problems. And look at the list. The story list is about serious problems. And so as I listen to you go through the list and focusing on Trump and the Bidens, I just wonder how these people live their lives. What does Trump's life look like? What does he get up in the morning thinking about? What does he go to bed at night thinking about? And Joe Biden, the same, you know, what are these guys, how do they live? They don't live a normal life.
Trump has very fancy bathrooms.
Yes, he does. So that's very true.
That's how he, yep. he lives a life of of opulence and people bowing down to him.
Maybe he's the real, maybe he's Jesus that's come back to life. The frankincense, the myrrh, and the gold, right?
I'll tell you, maybe one of his ways of avoiding having to deal with the major constitutional question of is any man above the law, maybe he should just proclaim himself a god, and then he doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, all set. Yep. All right, let's go to the number one issue this week, if we may. The discussion, well, this is the discussion that we're about to talk about, focuses on the war, which is number one. It's an adjunct side discussion between the United States, the leaders of our country, and the leaders of Israel, discussing when and how to scale back the Gaza combat. The agreement, if there is no other agreement, is that this thing is going to go on for months. It will not stop tomorrow. It won't stop in January. It'll go on. But the way it goes on, it kind of reminds me, you know, is this, are we all getting sucker punched by the military-industrial complex? They're having a great time where we have to, we funded and now maybe we won't keep funding all the armaments that are being used in Ukraine against the Russians. Remember that movie with Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson about the plane? Gabriel Moss is in it as well. The plane that gets shot down over Bosnia. Oh, it's behind enemy lines. Thank you, Tony. Yeah. Remember that movie? And what went on, the stuff that was, it's a good movie, actually. The stuff that went on behind enemy lines that's going on everywhere around the world right now as we speak, there are these warmongers, these war machines, war mechanics that are stirring the pot and using the armaments that are created by the military-industrial complex that we see every day in Israel with the war against Hamas, and then you see it with the Ukrainians and the war against the Russians. And so we think to ourselves, if we're really thinking, this is a big show for these guys. This is great for business. Let's keep it going. And you don't think they have influence? Look at who gives, look at the campaign contributions to Biden and to Trump and to other politicians from the, like Raytheon, right? And Lockheed Martin. And the other, Boeing, who's in, you know, these guys are all trying to feather their own nest, and they give millions to political candidates who vote on where the money is going to be spent. Look at the Pentagon budget this week, announced to be $880 billion. That's up almost $100 billion from when Trump was in office. What do you think that money's being spent for? A lot of it's going to Ukraine or to buy the stuff that they need to fight the war. It's I don't know. I can go on this. I don't want to because this is a two-person program. But do you think there's any merit to what I'm thinking or saying, Mike?
Well, I think that the only thing that you said that I disagree with is it's not a sucker punch from the military-industrial complex. A sucker punch indicates we didn't know it was coming. We were warned about this by Dwight Eisenhower, you know, more than half a century ago. And for those who don't understand what the military-industrial complex means, it means the unholy alliance between the military and industry. In other words, the making of money because of war. And as long as there is so much money to be made in war and it's sanctioned by governments, that's an industry that's going to become bigger and bigger and bigger and more powerful. The fruits of that industry are death and destruction. So, I agree with you. How do we live with ourselves being part of this? I see. My different view of this is that we're all responsible. If you truly believe in democracy and you truly believe in people being engaged, all of the innocent and people of goodwill, innocent people and people of goodwill who just sit it out and let others vote for them and let others deal for them and don't go beyond the comfort zones and the insular nature of their own lives, which is what people really want to do and should do, but we're all responsible. You can't just blame it on others. And the other part of the equation that troubles me is that there is injustice and there is tyranny and that there are people that want to take over people's lands and property and control them. I mean, Russia did build up its armaments along the border to go in and invade Ukraine. Hamas did commit an act of violent, vicious, disgusting treachery that sparked this whole problem. It's raining down the power of the universe on their heads. So it's not just that this is happening in a bubble of innocence. And that's where the action is in my mind.
Yep. Well, that's very well put. It is extraordinary. We know what's going on. We just don't want to admit to ourselves that we're a part of it. I think that's where the rubber hits the road. 18 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Oh, Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, there he is, Mr. Big Voice Ben.
Does he get mad when you step on him? Does he get angry?
I hope not. Yeah, no. He's actually a little guy. He's 5'4". And you never think he would have a voice like that. Seriously. All right. Anyway, the situation with the story, the charts that we have published at talkers.com and also at goodayshow.com for the week of December 11th to the 15th. Michael Harrison in here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We are, I think we need, before we move on from number one, maybe number one and number two sort of combined here, the Biden administration has banned travel to the U.S. by extremist Jewish settlers who have been attacking the Palestinians on the West Bank. So the gaping loophole is, how do you know who these people are? I would want to know that we were, if you're going to do this, there are 60,000 Americans who live in the West Bank outside of East Jerusalem, and you probably didn't even know that. 60,000 American citizens live there. They have moved into these settlements. It's kind of a lifestyle choice. I've met them. You and I have talked to them when we were over there. And they lived in concert with the Palestinians. But now there's a bunch of them, a core group of these ideologically driven citizens who have built these settlements on the land that has been stolen from the Palestinians. And so those people who are in the focus. The government doesn't want to let them back. If they come back to America or they want to come back, Biden doesn't want to let them come back. So what do we think about that?
What I think about that is I don't know whether I could endorse the statement that you said that it was stolen from the Palestinians. That's an assumption. As to who owns this land.
As a phrase,
land.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to call
right.
out on it.
No, and you know what? The way that I should have put it is the way that I put it when we first started talking about this. We, all of us, most people don't realize that the United States, who was the controlling member of the United Nations when the United Nations decided that we ought to have a place for European Jews to go after the Second World War. The United States wanted it to be where it is. The state of Israel is where it is because the U.S. wanted to have a base in the area, and so this was the best place for the base. And then, you know, as things have gone on, people have forgotten about that. But
well, people should not forget the fact that Israel is our only real friend in that area.
In the Middle East, right. That's why we did it, yeah.
And that's a very sensitive area. So people who think of Israel as some separate country that we're wasting funds and energy in supporting are missing a bigger point. And many people are missing the point as to what does it mean to be an ally in this world, to have alliances. What do we owe our allies and what do they owe us? And can any nation make it alone? And even though we all like to think that we're the center of the universe and the most powerful nation in the world, it's very hard for any nation to make it alone. Without allies. So these strategic alliances are very important, and all of that gets lost in most of the conversation about these international developments.
But why does it get lost, Michael? Under whose influence?
It's too complicated, but it's the media's fault. It's the media's fault because it's too difficult to cover it and understand it. And it's the politicians.
Too difficult for them because the journalists are not as smart as they used to be or as well prepared or even trained as they used to be?
They're not as prepared and trained, nor is the expectation upon them to do it. Mm-hmm. In other words, it breaks the format. It might be too above the level that their target audience lives at.
Mm-hmm. The dumbing down of America. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Efforts Israel is now undertaking to be more surgical in their targeting and efforts that they are taking to help increase the flow.
The statement coincides with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's meetings with top Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. Additionally, U.S. officials are advocating for more humanitarian pauses to facilitate hostage release by Hamas and enhance aid delivery to Gaza. The U.S. Senate is approving back pay for senior military officers who had their promotions held up for months by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. The bill passed unanimously Thursday. It'll still require approval in the U.S. House. Looking ahead, a significant storm is moving up the East Coast with heavy rain and strong winds Sunday into Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 at the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, going through all of the items that are on the story list and the people list. We are heard around the country on great radio stations like KNKI in Pine Top, Arizona, and KAHI in the Sacramento area of California. Two great radio stations. Thank you for carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which now continues with Michael and Doug. Our focus on things that are remarkable. Just as an aside, this is sort of maybe a countdown extra, just because it's worth a moment of mention. There's a film, a roll of film. The first year that film was available is 1889. And apparently that was 134 years, is that right? Yeah, 134 years ago. So somebody who found this roll of film has developed it. It was used, it's the oldest piece of developed film now in existence. The photo shows two people, sort of Victorian era figures. It's not very clear, but it's pretty remarkable that anything at all can be seen in this. It was the organization Film Rescue International got a hold of it, and they facilitated its development. They're also, from about that time, that's the Industrial Revolution getting started, but also there are some early films of the, was it the Spanish-American War, the War of 1912? Wasn't that the Spanish War when Teddy Roosevelt was president?
The Spanish-American War was at that time, but I'm not sure which war you're referring to, but go ahead.
Well, and they have some video from that, and you wonder, you know, you see some of the stuff today. The reason I bring it up is because I'm awestruck by how things have changed so rapidly since the Industrial Revolution in terms of anything, whether it's automobiles, airplanes. We've only had these things around for a little over 100 years. And look at the quality of the movies, the television, the audio, the things that we drive. I mean, it's just kind of amazing that we don't give ourselves the credit, perhaps, that we ought to. We are critical of ourselves, as well we should be, but also some of the things that we've, because, you know, of the human condition, the human ability, some of the things we've developed been awesome. Awesome, right? I mean, think of the
which is even more reason, space. which is even more reason why the stupidity that exists among our ranks, and including me and you. I mean, we're all stupid in certain ways. So I'm not saying this
speak
from
for
an elitist point of view.
No,
but the stupidity that exists among our ranks is so out of proportion to the potential that we have as a species. The art, the science, the beauty, the loveliness, the intricacy, and the accomplishments that we do. Why are we also prone to believe such BS and to be suckered into ways of thinking that are to our detriment? It doesn't make sense.
Well, because we seem to respond to things that are sticky and icky, like Prince Harry's phone has been hacked by a tabloid in England. Who's interested in Prince Harry's? Why would we care? Right? But yet somebody thought, okay.
Maybe you should be saying, why should we care? Why would we? You know,
why should we? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's so much interest in the royals that, the BBC had to recently hire, a special editor in charge of royalty stuff. Interest in the royals is not diminishing as we become more sophisticated in the 21st century and Queen Elizabeth is gone. It's increasing, which is like, what? You know, why do we have royals? Why do they have royals?
It's fun.
That's not to say. I was just going to say that. There's nothing wrong with having fun. What happens is in our media landscape, the existence of fun next to important stuff. There's a fine line between them, and it isn't sorted out properly so that we know the priority that we should put things in terms of its meaning in our lives.
Right.
Prioritizing is a problem.
So well spoken, so well said. All right, so here's something that kind of relates to this story about the colleges and whether this woman who is the president of Harvard has been saved because she's black. She has a very strong relationship with the new mayor of Boston. And apparently, somehow, this invitation, there was an invitation that has been leaked. The mayor of Boston is a lady named Michelle Wu. She sent out a Christmas party invitation to city officials of color. You can't come to the party if you don't have different color. If you're light-skinned, if you're white, you're not invited to the party. So what's wrong? Apparently, the mayor says it was an error, but it's all over the papers.
It was an error that it got out.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an error that she got caught.
Where do these people come from? How do they get the support? And the answer, the rhetorical question, is because people don't vote in the primaries. There aren't enough people voting in that, which is the most important election, more important than the final election, the general election, because people like this get through. Now, how do you think Trump got through? Not many people the first time around.
The problem is, and I dare say this in a medium that thrives on polarizing people, so I say this with great care. The problem is the extreme left and the extreme right in this country are destroying America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the middle is getting smaller and smaller because it's hard to be a fence sitter in issues of such great magnitude as the one you discussed earlier about the abortion, or that you're going to be discussing later, rather, about the abortion issue, which is a major, major issue. Taking sides is the first mistake we make. We should be joining forces against the extremists on both sides. So, you know, when you talk to the people on the extreme right, yeah, they're absolutely right. The extreme left is causing a lot of trouble. And the extreme left, they're certainly concerned about what's going on the right. How do we get back to a balance where the center is not considered boring, wishy-washy, and unproductive, when in fact the center and a balance is the goal? The only way
you know,
that's
the whole business about anti-Semitism and this Black Lives Matter stuff and all these other things where the pendulum goes too far in one direction and then it swings back and goes through the middle and on to the other side. And that's why I said what I did about the Harvard. I may be the only one that has the courage of being stupid enough to say what I've just said about why she's kept her job. But here's another example of this. The Republicans who want to keep the George Santos seat have found a black woman who is a Republican that nobody knows about to be the choice to run in that spot, because not because she's qualified. I don't know anything about her qualifications, but with this saying outwardly, the reason they're running her is because she's black. And how is that right? You want to win the election?
The politics of blackness is outrageous. Do you remember when Clarence Thomas was appointed by George H.W. Bush?
Yeah.
I'm appointing a black person to the... Well, he's not black. Right. Well, yes,
never mind.
Black. Do you remember that debate?
Right. And he's the dumbest guy in the Supreme Court.
But that's the point I'm making is that identity politics supersedes logic. It takes the whole idea of a meritocracy and puts it in the trash can. Yep. We're in a lot of trouble. And politics has taken over the mentality at most universities, which is why we have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't university presidents answering honest questions honestly. Those were university presidents playing the role of politicians.
Yeah.
And suddenly it was like, what? These are answers one would expect from, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy or Robert Kennedy or Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Not supposed to be that way on college campuses. It's supposed to be a sanctuary from that type of politics.
Yeah. Freedom of speech is lost on college campuses, it would seem. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here, 44 past the hour. We'll review what's going on with the MH interview as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My thought right now is aimed at you and how you're feeling about how you look. How do you feel about the way you feel? Have you started gaining weight because it's the holiday season and people are eating? There are a lot of people who think it's just madness. Every year we go through the same thing. We put weight on, and then we, in January, go to the gym. We go to Weight Watchers. We try to lose weight. It's like a yo-yo, and it's not good for your body. And that's one of the points that the folks at Calitrin will make to you. It is not healthy for you to lose weight and then put it back on again, and then lose it again, and then put it back on again. It is madness to start losing weight take it off, and then put it back on again. So that's where Calitrin comes in. This is an all-natural way for you to stop the craziness and to start losing weight and to keep it off. That's what happens with the all-natural approach. You can find out more about it by going to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. This is a scientifically proven formula that is more than just about weight loss, about your body, it's about your sleep, it's about everything that makes you healthier. So check it out, toploss.com. Get on the bandwagon now. Don't wait until January. A lot of end-of-year specials. If you are checking out at toploss.com with the product, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping, and the best deals on all of the items that are available for you to lose the weight and keep it off from Calitrin at toploss.com. All right, so Michael, the idea of having an interview every week, how much work is that for you? You have to come up with people that are in the business or people that are intriguing so that folks will go to the MH interview and find themselves rewarded with the effort of going there because they want to listen to what you have to say with someone who also has something to say.
Yeah, there's a definite art to interviewing somebody who has a lot to say and that you want to utilize it as an opportunity to say something as well without stepping on them. As you know, the art of interviewing and the practice of it is like playing chess or golf. You never master it. It's always challenging. This week
right,
we
so
have the same as we had last week. We have Brian Kilmeade because
Brian
he was
Kilmeade.
Sick with COVID.
Yeah, right.
And, MHinterview.com. Thank you.
It's a great interview. He's a very good guy. So check that out, mhinterview.com, 48 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the #1 FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Believe it or not, there's a new Beverly Hills Cop movie. I'm looking forward to this. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program, in charge of he's an entertaining fellow who focuses on film, television, video, that sort of thing. So we have the new trailer for Beverly Hills Cop 4. Is that correct, Chucker?
Yeah, she was dropped, what they called dropped yesterday, Doug. Online, it's produced by Netflix. It's called Beverly Hills Cop. Axel F. Eddie Murphy's back as Axel Foley. 29 years after his last appearance in Beverly Hills Cop 3, he's now 62 years old. But I got to tell you, I mean, Eddie Murphy looks like he's 49, 50. He looks, yeah. He really does look good. A lot of the original cast is in this film: Judge Reinhold, John Astin. They look old, yeah. But it is what it is. Paul Reiser looks really good. Bronson.
I thought Reiser got old and fat. Didn't even the Kaminsky method.
He looks pretty good in this movie.
He was bald, old, and fat.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that compliment. But no, he looks pretty.
He looks pretty good, bald, old, and fat.
Here's my opinion. Here, the trailer looked good. It captured the tone I felt of what is Axel Foley, a great character. By Eddie Murphy, but in '84, the original Beverly Hills Cop to me is a great movie.
Yep.
The second one is a good movie. The third one is a pretty terrible movie. That was in '94. I mean, it's watchable, but the tone is all wrong. They lightened it up actually to pull in families, Part 3, but they just completely botched it. Here's my problem with this movie, is that when the trailer ends, it says exclusively on Netflix.
I thought they were going to put it in theaters.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I think they'd be nuts not to, but I mean, the bottom line, the Netflix model is for original content to get people to buy subscriptions to Netflix, right? So it could just go on Netflix, which to me would be a massive disappointment. I don't want to go as far as to say that would be a cardinal sin of the movie industry, but yeah, it's sort of depressing in my... I cannot wrap my brain around making $150 million plus movies to air on a television.
Just on a screen.
How big the TV is.
I don't care.
But it just, I just cannot wrap my brain around that idea. But that's the direction of the culture. So we'll see how this plays out.
All right. I see a movie named Eileen that's new on the list of movies at my local theater. Do you know what that's about?
I'm not that positive. No, I'm not. I know Wonka opens nationwide today, Warner Brothers Wonka, which is a Willy Wonka prequel, tracking around a $35 million opening weekend. That would be solid. I think it's going to beat that. But I also think, based on a lot of the really good reviews, they say it's a very charming, enjoyable family film. I think this movie opens, and I think it does well between Christmas and New Year's and banks some real money. I think
here's a movie called Waitress, the musical. You hear anything about that?
There was a movie. Yeah, there was a movie called Waitress. I don't know, like 20 years ago, and then they turned it. It was a smaller film that got some good buzz, and then they turned it into a Broadway play. I guess they filmed that as a musical, and they're going to play it in theaters. Now, according to Fandango, Doug, a couple of the movies that are most anticipated for 2024: Deadpool 3. Which is a superhero movie with everybody. Hugh Jackman's back as Wolverine. This one will make money because it has everybody in the Marvel Universe in it. And then Beetlejuice 2 is also highly anticipated. That comes out. So two sequels. Actually, you know, Ryan Reynolds, they released a trailer yesterday. It's a family film geared to kids called If. That movie's going to make a lot of money. It feels original. It's a great trailer. He's become an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah, he has.
Ryan Reed, no doubt.
Yeah. Greta Gerwig has been selected as the jury president for the Cannes Film Festival next year. She was the director of Barbie, and maybe that's why she got the job, because she's a young lady, 40 years old.
They call it.
Yeah.
She's riding high in the industry.
Yep, she loves film, loves making them.
With Barbie is the riding high.
Yeah, right. That's it. So what do they do as a sequel to that?
I think they'll spin my, this is just speculation on my part. I think they'll spin it off into a Ken movie with Ryan Gosling. That's what I think Margot Robbie will sit the next one out. But she could have a Ken. But I think it'll focus on him. They'll definitely do something because there's too much money in that property.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The money rules the day, as it were, which is not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. But it's,
I would like to see the money to do what you want in life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday. This is a good day program at 59 past the hour.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.